Labors of Love. An informative look at modern-day evangelization, featuring the ministries and work of the Catholic Church in South Texas. Stay with us and learn of the Church's many services and benefits with your host, Margaret Alleria, Director of Evangelization and Catechesis for the Diocese of Corpus Christi, as she explores the Catholic faith with her many guests and their labors of love.
Hello everyone, I'm Margaret Alleria, your host, and welcome to Labors of Love, where we bring the labors of love from the Diocese of Corpus Christi straight to you. Our hope is that you will gain better insight into the variety of services offered by the diocese and in order to strengthen parish life. Today I have with me Adam Cole, Director of Young Adult and Campus Ministry for the diocese. How are you doing, Adam?
Good, thanks, Margaret.
Well, it's such a pleasure to have you here. I know that this is a new office, and so a lot of people are excited to hear what you're all about. If we could start with what particularly is Young Adult and Campus Ministry?
Well, the Office of Young Adult and Campus Ministry exists to serve people in the 18 to 35-year-old age range. And so we're seeking to foster community among young adults with the purpose of discerning our vocations, growing in our Catholic faith, deepening our prayer lives, sharing in the sacraments, and faithfully living out the Church's call for a new evangelization.
Well, that seems like quite a lot in one office. Now, do you sometimes feel that 18 to 35 might be the lost years where not a lot of communication is going on between church and young adults, or are we just trying to bridge that gap?
Yes, it is an important bridge between the work that we do in youth ministry and then transitioning them into adult faith formation. So the 18 to 35-year-old age range is so important because that's where major life decisions are made, including your vocation in life, how you're going to serve the Lord. So a lot of the college students that I work with on campus, they have questions about who am I, why am I here, you know, what am I supposed to be doing? And so we want to give them the support and the formation that they need to make major life decisions that will set the course for the rest of their life.
And for those listeners out there, I did speak about vocations with the bishop a while back, but let's talk more about vocations. You mentioned that this is the age range where people are discerning their vocations. It starts at a younger age where they start figuring out whether they want to be married or be single or have a vocation or call to the priesthood. Why is it so important to, at this time, to really figure out what you want to do with your vocation and your call to the Lord?
Well, I just, from my experience at St. Mary's Catholic Center over in College Station, I worked with Texas A&M and the Aggies, and, you know, you have a lot of vocations coming out of campus ministry. In a diocese where campus ministry is strong, you're going to have strong marriages, you're going to have strong involvement in religious orders, and you're going to not have a shortage of diocesan priests, and you're going to have consecrated single life vocations as well, and that's what we're going for. We're not just going for the priesthood or, you know, to increase the religious orders. We do want those things, but we also want strong marriages, because the vocations will ultimately come out of a strong family experience. The family is where you learn what love is, and you learn who God is. It's the primary school of holiness, school of love. And so if we can strengthen parishes and strengthen families, and kind of equip people to enter all of the different vocations, that's our goal in campus ministry.
Now, we have people going from elementary to middle school to high school, but they are within that family setting. When they go off to college, they don't necessarily have their parents telling them, you can do this, you can't do this, you should really continue going to church. So campus ministry, I would say, is there to foster what the parents are not doing, which is reminding them you need to attend church, you need to have that relationship with God, do it on a daily, on a weekly basis, really discern your vocation, because once you're out into the business world, you should already have things figured out for the most part, would you say, Adam?
Hopefully yeah. That's the case.
Well, so you talked a little bit about your experience at the St. Mary's Center. Can you tell us your personal experience with Young Adult and Campus Ministry?
Sure, yeah. Well, I worked with RCIA, so I was working primarily with people who wanted to enter the church. But what I've learned is that even those who are raised in the church, they need something like RCIA. Because what's happening is we have people receiving the sacraments, so they've been, in a sense, sacramentalized, but not fully evangelized. And so I try to offer things like, I guess you could call it Catholicism 101. And I don't want to assume that they already know who Christ is, or that they already have a deep relationship with Christ, or that they already know the teachings of the church and can articulate them well to the next generation. So I try to meet everybody where they're at and kind of take them to the next place of maturity, whatever that step would be. And hopefully that they would surrender their life fully to Christ and live faithfully in his church. So.
Well, I like your approach because in my experience working with even Catholic school students who have attended Catholic schools for the majority of their young lives still have the need to learn more, to refresh and understand better their faith. So even though they're at the university level, it's still very important to start them, meet them where they're at, and really just start at the beginning if you have to. Mm-hmm. The basic tenets of the Catholic faith.
Yeah, and the nice thing about college students is that age is a time of asking a lot of questions. And, you know, questions always make room for answers. And and when you're away from home or you're away from the high school setting or whatever, you might feel more freedom to ask questions that maybe you wouldn't have asked earlier in life. So it is an exciting time. I love working with college students because you see some radical conversions take place and some great responses to Christ's call to holiness.
And what would you say right now is your goal for young adult and campus ministry?
Well, it is to really to fulfill the Great Commission of Christ. We were called by Christ right before he ascended into heaven. He gave a mission, and the mission really hasn't changed. It's called the Great Commission. Go make disciples of all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them to obey everything that I've taught you, and surely I'm with you till the end of the age. And like I said before, a lot of these people have already experienced receiving the sacraments. Okay, so we want to continue on offering the sacraments. Great. But we also need to proclaim the gospel of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. But it's got to be more than just a proclamation. We have to teach them how to live the gospel. And so it's evangelization for the sake of discipleship and really helping them become holy, becoming like Christ, becoming perfect in love. So our mission ultimately flows from our identity. And so I want them to all know who they are and who they are as beloved sons and daughters of God. They're called to receive that love, yes, but to share that love. And so, therefore, fulfilling their purpose, which is the great commandment, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. If we do this well, and we receive God's love, and we share it with others, that's going to lead us into the Great Commission, where we not just give the sacraments, not just proclaim the gospel, but we truly make disciples who then can go out into the world in their vocations and make disciples. So making disciples who can then go out and make more disciples. That's the goal.
Well, you put that very beautifully. I can imagine at this time in a young adult's life that they do have a lot of questions, and they're just kind of pushed into the world in the university setting, for example, where they have to make a lot of choices. And the way you put it, that if they're grounded in holiness, if they're rooted in love, and they have a good relationship with their Lord, they can definitely make those appropriate moral decisions in their young lives. Let's go ahead and talk about, you spoke about the Great Commission and the Great Commandment, and if we can go ahead and talk about the new evangelization, because you have mentioned earlier that young adult and campus ministry is about the church's call for a new evangelization. Can you speak more about that, please?
Yeah, I guess the question is, what's so new about the new evangelization? You know, it's a word that's getting used a lot, and I've heard it used in a variety of different settings, but I think sometimes the word gets used as, we're trying to help with this problem of cafeteria Catholicism, where Catholics are just picking and choosing what they want to believe, and or cultural Catholicism, where they're just raised in a Catholic culture, but they really don't have reasons for their faith. I think that it's more than just helping Catholics become faithful Catholics. In the past, you would think of evangelization and missionary work as people going to foreign lands where people have never heard the gospel proclaimed, and that was, you know, missionary work. Well, now the foreign land is right in our own land. Mm-hmm. And so there's an increased secularization, just means the world is becoming more worldly, wants God out. And so we're combating relativism, where just there is no absolute truth or objective truth. It's just preference and opinion. Or we're combating pluralism, where, you know, all ways essentially lead to God. Christ is just one of the many ways. And, you know, that's not what Christ claimed. Christ claimed that he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. So we're combating these things in our culture, and so we need to proclaim the gospel once again. It's not a new gospel, but it needs to be proclaimed with a new ardor, with new methods, with new expression that meets our culture where it's at. And it can't just be a proclamation. We also need to teach people how to live the gospel. And we can't just think of the non-baptized. It's really, we have to take the gospel to all parts of society and hopefully renew the whole culture.
Adam, we're going to talk more about the new evangelization when we come back to Labors of Love. We'll be right back.
This is Labors of Love.
Have you got a team of volleyball players who would like to play in a tournament? Saturday, July 14th, St. Cyril and Methodius Parish will host just such a tournament for 32 teams to compete in a single elimination event. Spectators will love it too, because there'll be plenty of action and great food. The sign-up deadline is Monday, July 2nd. For more information, call Renee Galvan at 361-249-5606.
The faithful who make up St. Anne's Mission in Encino will open their doors to everyone at 9 a.m. on Sunday, July 29th, during the celebration of their patron saint, St. Anne, the mother of Mary, who was the mother of Jesus. All attending this holy mass in her name will be given a booklet of St. Anne's story, prayers, and a St. Anne medal. There'll be a complimentary lunch following the mass. For more information and directions to St. Anne's Mission, call Jesse at 361-568-3648.
Welcome back. We're here with Adam Cole, Director for the Office of Young Adult and Campus Ministry for the Diocese.
Pleasure to be here.
Well, we had such a great first segment, and we ended off with the new evangelization. You were just saying some great things about what evangelization is. Evangelization isn't something new to Catholics, but what does it mean to be a part of the new evangelization?
Right. So we're trying to renew the whole culture, not just providing the sacraments and proclaiming the gospel, but also living the gospel, becoming disciples of Christ, and taking Christ into all parts of the world. As far as a strategy goes, I kind of like Christ's approach, where he went to his apostles and the people following him. He says, "Who do you say that I am?" Because in this world, everybody's got something different to say about Christ. But Christ claimed to be God. God made flesh among us. He goes to his apostles and he says, "Who do you say that I am?" And that's the question I ask of the students that I work with. And because that's the most important question you're going to answer in your life. And so that's where we begin. And we encourage them to receive Christ's love and share Christ's love with the world. And so.
Well, speaking of questions, what do you think are some of the faith-based questions that a lot of our young adults have?
Yeah, so their question is, so practically, what does that look like?
Right? Okay.
And we, of course, can look at the lives of the saints from the past. But the new evangelization is asking us to seek Christ and ask Christ himself, what does it look like for me to be a saint in the world today? So we need to, the gospel hasn't changed, but the gospel needs to be lived with a new ardor, with new methods, with new expression in the world that meets this culture's needs and meets people right where they're at. You know, and renews the culture in ways that the culture maybe didn't need to be renewed in the past, right? Mm-hmm. So we have new challenges, I guess, to establishing God's kingdom in the world. And like I mentioned before, we're looking at relativism, pluralism, secularism in the culture. So,
and I can imagine one of the challenges that you have as director is really wanting these young adults not to abandon their faith once they get into the university setting, or even just as a young adult, where you have that temptation to forget everything your parents have instilled in you, and things just become more difficult, the decisions become more difficult. And so you really want them to be grounded, become like the saints. You know, some of us have a hard time reaching holiness. We think that it's out of our reach when it's actually within our reach, and it's something that we should try to attain on a daily basis. So young adults and holiness, you know, let's put those hand in hand. What do you say?
Yeah, well, you know, when I ask and I tell them, you know, we all have a call to holiness, I ask, so who in here is going to become a saint? Well, no one raises their hands, because we all know that we need God's grace in order to become holy, to become perfect in love. But can it be accomplished in this life? Yes, it can. With God's grace, we can become like Christ, so, and become one with Christ. That's the whole goal.
Wonderful. Let's go ahead and talk about what's going on in some of the campus ministries, for example. What are the different places that you minister at within the diocese?
Yeah, well, we have four campus ministries. We work with Texas A&M Kingsville, Texas A&M Corpus Christi, Del Mar College, which is located in Corpus Christi, and also Coastal Bend College, located in Beeville.
Okay, are there some exciting things happening at any one of those colleges, or what's the flavor? What do you get? What feel do you get at the different places?
Well, our two largest campus ministers are at our 4-year schools. Texas A&M Kingsville is our largest program, and then Texas A&M Corpus Christi is also growing. Del Mar College is a new program there, and also Coastal Bend College. So, all of them are growing. And so I'm just excited to have four in our diocese. And that's a great opportunity. And so we're working with thousands of students that we're trying to reach here. Mm-hmm. So if you add up all the students across the diocese, you're looking at, you know, around 40,000 students.
Wow.
So
that's
quite a crowd to work with.
Okay, let's go ahead and talk about maybe some developments that you want occurring in evangelization and young adult and campus ministry. Do you have Bible studies? Do you have fellowship? What are some of the things that you do to bring our young adults together?
Sure. Well, there's going to be, you know, courses, Bible studies, retreats, conferences, mission trips, you know, opportunities for service, all of those or normal things. But my vision is, because the goal of campus ministry is vocations, that we would have diocesan priests involved in our campus ministries, that we'd have religious orders, you know, a variety of religious orders involved, that we have strong married couples mentoring and working with marriage preparation, you know, and that we also have consecrated single life vocations involved with our campus ministries. So it's more than just having, you know, a lay campus minister hired or a priest hired to take care of campus ministry. I'd like it to be a whole team of people in the variety of vocations, helping these students to grow in love, to know Christ, and to respond passionately to his call to holiness through their vocation. And if we do that, you know, you're going to see a strengthening of parishes, a strengthening of families in the future, and you're going to see, you know, really a fulfillment of the Great Commission that we're called to make disciples who can go out and make more disciples. So that's the goal.
You mentioned the consecrated single life. When I was growing up, this wasn't something that I really knew existed, but it's actually something that our young adults should be aware of. The fact that they can serve God through the single vocation, through the single life. Can you speak more about that?
Well, it's important that we recognize that, because all of us are single at some point in our mm-hmm. life. And even if we enter a vocation like marriage, that, you know, our spouse may die, things happen in life, and we're right back into the single vocation. So we need to recognize that the single life is a vocation. And some people are called to singleness for their whole life, and that's mm-hmm. what they want to be, just married to Christ. And we're all called to be married to Christ in a sense, right? We're all but that takes a different form in all of the different vocations. All of the vocations are really preparing us for heaven, where we will be ultimately married to Christ. The church is called the Bride of Christ. Christ is the bridegroom. And that's what we're getting ready for, is that wedding feast in heaven. So in each in its own way, the vocations are getting us ready for that day.
Well, it's interesting because throughout our different programs, we're going to hear more about vocations because it's such an important part of our lives. Adam, let's go ahead and talk about where people can learn more about young adult and campus ministry within the diocese.
Well, I've designed a website called yacm.org. It just stands for Young Adult and Campus Ministry. So it's www.yacm.org. I wanted to have a place where everybody, no matter if they're looking for young adult activities or if they're looking for campus ministry things going on, they can come to one place and find all of the information in the diocese. So go ahead and visit our website at www.yacm.org.
Okay, and then we also have the Newman Connection. What can we find at the Newman Connection website?
Well, I've decided to partner with the Newman Connection because for our students that are going outside of the diocese, where do you find campus ministry? Well, if you go to newmanconnection.com, they have a list. You could just click locate a center. They have a list of a lot of the major campus ministries around the country. And so you can click what university you're going to and find out, you know, what is available for campus ministry. What are the mass times? What are the confession times? All the details that you're looking for. So that's www.newman, N-E-W-M-A-N, connection.com, the Newman Connection.
Well, Adam, it was such a pleasure to have you on board. I hope you have a great day, and thank you again for joining us. Hopefully you can join us again in the future.
Great. Thanks, Mara.
This is Labors of Love, the ministries and evangelization of the Diocese of Corpus Christi. If you have questions or perhaps a comment about today's program, why not send us email? Address your email to labors@klux.org. Or by U.S. mail, 1200 Lantana, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78407. And now, with this week's Sacred Moment, here is Deacon Stephen Nolte.
Memory is a strange thing. Sometimes we remember something like a tune for a commercial we heard as a child, but we can't remember the words or the product it advertised. We might remember our great-grandfather's hands, but not his face or his voice. The sense of smell provides us with some of our most powerful memories, memories of food that we ate at some family gathering or other event. One of my earliest memories involved me trying to tell my mother that I wanted cookies. I had not yet learned to talk, but I remember vocalizing what I thought she would understand, but she didn't. My older brother was standing in the kitchen with me, and he kept telling her that I wanted cookies, while I could only make sounds that I thought said the same thing. I remember her coaxing me to form the words that would not come as I stood in the kitchen, pointing up toward the cabinet, tears streaming down my face. The evangelist John remembered the encounter of the first disciples with Jesus. He wrote, "John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked, and he said, 'Behold the Lamb of God.' The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, 'What do you seek?' They said to him, 'Where are you staying?' He said to them, 'Come and see.' So they went and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about 4 p.m. What a strong memory John had to remember that first life-changing event that had occurred so many years before. An event so powerful that he even remembered the time of day it had occurred. What is your earliest memory of Jesus? Imagine Jesus is walking in front of you. You are seeing him for the first time. Your heart is unexplainably pounding with excitement in anticipation of some unknown thing. He turns and looks at you. His eyes lock with yours, peering into the depths of your heart. You feel as if you were naked, and you were startled by the intimacy of the look, maybe a little embarrassed that he caught you following him. Then you hear his words, unexpected words that shake you to your core, because you sense that the question is not what it seems. It is not superficial, but demands a response as deep as the depth of his eyes. He asks, 'What do you seek?' You don't know what to answer, and so you mumble something, anything to give an answer, never mind that you sound foolish. Jesus doesn't seem to notice and invites you to be with him. All the while, his question tumbles about inside you, numbing and confusing at the same time. With these simple words, you sense that he has asked more of you than anyone has ever asked before. What do you seek? What will your answer be when he asks you? Will you know how to answer, or will you stand before him like a toddler, unable to form words, let alone express the thoughts? God calls us to give an accounting for our life. He wants us to know where we are going and what we are seeking. He longs for us to be with him. May your desires always direct you toward the labors of love to which the Father calls you, and may his blessings fill your heart and your mind with love of him and his Son. Amen.
That concludes this edition of Labors of Love. Thank you, Adam, so much for joining us. If you'd like more information on Young Adult and Campus Ministry, visit www.yacm.org. For more information on the Diocese of Corpus Christi, visit us at diocesecc.org. Thank you again for joining us, and we hope that you join us next week for Labors of Love.
You've been listening to Labors of Love with Margaret Alleria. Online MP3s of this program are available on the CCN server. Browse to podcasts.goccn.net. Scroll down and select the Labors of Love category. Be with us next week at this same time for another edition of Labors of Love. Labors of Love is a production of the Department of Evangelization, Diocese of Corpus Christi, and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.